Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
And welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss as I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Normally, this is the podcast where Jordan and I help you navigate the challenges of modern life, and we will get back to that once Jordan has left the castle, whenever that is. As you may have twigged by now, we're identifying as the official home for those who wish to get behind Jordan and support him during his time away on primetime TV. Until he's voted out, walked, or crowned, new episodes will be with you every day, keeping you up to date with everything that's going on in the castle. And that reminds me, if everyone listening to this podcast right now voted 5 times on the free I'm a Celebrity app, there'd be hundreds of thousands of votes for our Jordan. So don't delay, vote, 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 and vote. All the information on our socials or on the I'm a Celebrity socials as to how you can vote. As you know, I'm William Hansen, usually an etiquette coach and author. I'm more breast of pheasant, whereas Jordan's more best of peasant. Now, unlike the ITV show, there isn't an opportunity to vote anyone out of this podcast. If there were, I know who'd be the first to be booted off. Hello, Ben.
Hi, guys. Were you saying that we'd vote off me or you first? Because it's very humble if it's you.
No. I think we all know what I'm saying. I think you maybe missed the inference.
Maybe we should do it on social media. Let's bit of vote on Twitter, see what happens.
I'm confident.
Anyway, how was your evening last night?
My evening last night was good. It was a frantic day, but I settled down at 9 o'clock, put on ITV, had a gin and Debonair, a rare bottle of Debonair. I've put it on eBay. I've made about £500 so far. And I had a G&D and enjoyed the programme. There was a lot that went on.
Yes, it was an exciting programme. And also exciting on social media, it was the second Picky Tea Friday. So lovely to see.
Oh, how did it go?
The G&D was get involved with that. Yeah, very well. What was in your Picky Tea?
I had a city dinner where I sat at the table and had dinner. I had chicken burgers with some nice broccoli, sweet potatoes.
A city dinner?
A city dinner. That's the opposite to a Picky Tea now.
Oh.
You sit down and you have dinner.
I thought you meant as in the city London.
Oh.
Like, I'm so city.
That's like saying that people they'd have at Canary Wharf. A meal deal at Waitrose Canary Wharf.
Yeah, a city dinner.
Yeah, probably. No, I had a city down dinner.
Well, to be honest with you, a city dinner doesn't sound anywhere near as exciting as a Picky Tea. And I've had a bit of an idea.
Right.
So, obviously, last night was the penultimate Friday of the show. The final Friday of the show is the final of the show. It's a bit of a tongue twister.
Mm.
So, my thinking is, if all the G&D Divas get together and vote for Jordan enough over the next week, is that next week we supersize the Picky D Friday.
Okay.
So, I want as many G&D Divas to do it. I'll do it in a big way. But with one special guest, and much more special than the special guest we had on the podcast the other day.
Kerry Katona.
The new special guest is you. You're going to have a Picky Tea.
What?
Next Friday, if Jordan is in the final of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Yes? Agree? Can you agree?
Can I think about it?
No thinking. We don't do thinking on Help I Sex My Boss, we just do doing. And we're going to be doing a Picky Tea. And because this time next week, we both live in London. London is going to be in Tier 2 instead of lockdown. So,
two very different parts of London.
Very different. And I'm thankful for that. But What it means is that we could go to the same Iceland and pick up as much frozen delight, brown frozen delight.
I am not having frozen delight in a picky tea. I'm ruling that out now.
You don't want brown frozen delight. Okay. I thought you were into that kind of thing. But anyway, we'll go to Iceland, get picky tea ingredients and do one together. Well, not together, we'll be apart, but we're going to do one as a family of Gene Divas in support to hashtag get behind Jordan. Deal.
Yes, you can do one.
You do one. Don't mess me around.
So manly. Yes, fine. Okay.
Yes.
If Jordan's in the final. If he's not, I'll have a city dinner.
I'll have a cry dinner.
Coming up later, I'll be chatting to Radio 1's Matt Edmonds.
It's quite strange seeing him in a different environment, and yet he feels so comfortable with everybody. And I think that's kind of his big skill. I've just found it amazing watching him. I feel like I've learnt lots about him. And I just think it's nice that the rest of the world is getting to see what we see all of the time.
Now, for those that are not watching, what has started to happen now in the competition is that you vote not for people who want to do the trial, but you vote for people to stay. And obviously the person with the fewest votes leaves the competition. And we had our first of those last night, and Holly Arnold was voted out. She and her MBE left the castle.
Oh, can you hurry up?
And so, you just want to drink, I know. And so I think we should toast to Holly. It was actually quite sad to see her go and to see the camp broken up.
What is... Get on with it.
Let's raise...
This is for the toast, not for the... We do the discussion a bit later.
Let's raise our glasses. Holly Arnold.
So, Holly, what is the etiquette of that? Because I feel like you've chatted about that before on the podcast, where if you're at a wedding or something and one of the people on the top table is taking too long with their toast, it's just not good etiquette. And what you've done there is a bit too long for me. I'd just like to...
Right. Watch. Well, thanks very much. No, you normally with a toast, it is short. You can do a bit of a preamble to the toast, but, you know, you don't start going, raise your glasses for our lovely, beautiful granddaughter, Sheila. And all her... That, no, you just go, raise your glasses, Sheila. Or raise your glasses,
So what did you
Holly.
Just do then?
No, because I did the preamble first, then I did the raise your glasses. So if we were standing, then we would stand at that point, and then you toast.
Well, it went a bit long for me.
Well, talking of things that go a bit long, why don't you explain about how the competition works?
Talking of things that go a bit long, then you hand it over to me. Oh, what a compliment. Yes, the hashtag Get Behind Jordan competition is, of course, back. There'll be an Instagram post on @sexwithmyboss, and all you have to do to enter the competition is to comment on that post, tagging in a mate who you think will love the D, and one lucky commenter will win 2 pre-mixed bottles of gin and debonair and 2 pre-mixed cocktails of their choice, and there is some choice on the bottledbartender.co.uk website. Get commenting, get tagging, love to see it. And actually, that reminds me of the gin and debonair. We haven't talked about this just yet in the podcast. Debonair shortages. It's true. It's real. We're living it.
Yes. Stephen sent a photo to us. You put it on our social media. Waitrose website. Sorry, this product is unavailable.
Oh my goodness me. First they took the toilet paper, then they took the pasta. What will those orders do next?
2020 really has been grim.
Oh, goodness me. But it is true. I'm imagining some posh people, sorry, no offence, William, sat somewhere...
Sitting.
...in this country, just logging onto the Waitrose website, going onto Dubonnet and thinking, oh, I quite fancy a Dubonnet over the weekend, yes, please. Unavailable. This hasn't happened for 40 years! What's going on? And little would they know that it's all down to some sexting and some G&D divas.
Can we talk about the opening titles, actually, before we go into the nitty-gritty of last night's episode? I've finally worked out, having watched the titles for, I don't know, 14 days now, what letter Jordan is in the titles. And so for those, again, that haven't seen the titles, there are sort of helicopters that fly in holding these big glittery letters that form the programme's title. And Jordan is in the C. He is the biggest C up there. And Jordan is on cleaning duty for the lavatory. And there was some discussion, a contretemps, between AJ and a few others as to who had perhaps messed up the loo, causing Jordan to have to clean it, even though that is his duty anyway. And AJ pointed the finger firmly at Jordan, having done some social experiment.
Yeah, weird, because the only person that should be doing social experiments around here is Tyrese, clearly. He's our man. So AJ, back off, please. And also, back off from moaning about Jordan. Who is he? Who does he think he is? Blaming Jordan for that. He doesn't have an idea who did it. I don't care about his little investigation.
However, talking of Tyrese Holmes, our own private investigator on this podcast, we have a bit of... Well, I have a little project for you, Tyrese, if you're up for it. Jordan sort of walked around before he went off to clean the loo, citing the "if you tinkle, when you sprinkle, please be sweet and wipe the seat" rhyme. Now, I am sure that I taught him that in the first or second series of this podcast.
Wow.
So, Tyrese, if you have a couple of days to spare, if you happen to sort of listen and you find it, please let me know. You'll probably send me a clip and it'll be actually Jordan who taught it to me, and it'll be completely the wrong way around. But I can't go into why I know that rhyme, and someone saw it at somebody I know's house and thought it was horrid, and I thought it was hilarious. So that's why it's ingrained on my mind.
Two quick things on that, Tyrese. You don't have to do anything, by the way. Don't listen to William if you don't need to. He's harmless. He doesn't actually need you to do anything. Secondly, if we've done this whole podcast now for 5 series. Of you basically teaching Jordan and the Gene Divas the right way to live our lives. Obviously, Jordan's also sharing his opinion. The one thing that he's taken from this podcast is a silly little rhyme about weeing on the sea. That's your legacy. Your mother must be so proud.
Then Russell Watson gave a burst forth of opera. He sang that little sung song, Nessun Dorma, which I think Jordan probably thought was a type of caravan.
Well, you're proud of that one, aren't you? Look at your little face.
Yes, well, thank you for crediting me with that, because I text you that in our WhatsApp group. And the next thing I know, I then open up Twitter in an ad break, and you'd popped it on the socials, but not crediting me.
That's how Twitter works, unfortunately. I see a funny tweet, Control-C, Control-V, send. And you were the latest victim of that, I'm afraid. Also, terms and conditions of being a podcast is that any of your opinions are then owned by the podcast as a whole, so I can do with them what they will. And that's what I did.
Right. Okay, great. Thanks.
And it got a few likes, and I mentioned near the start of this podcast that I would do anything for likes, including savaging one of my closest friends. Or you. Hey! Oh, you should have seen his face there, Gene Divas. What did... Vernon said that. He said, "Psych." That was what he said when he got Victoria in last night's episode. Suck.
Well, Jordan sang so well, not. He then had the audacity to tell the Diary Room camera that he thinks he'll be on Broadway this time next year. Probably doing panto, as he did actually then qualify. And a few people on Twitter, Matthew and Heather on Twitter, said, "Oh, what happens if Jordan, I know, gets cast as Bert in Mary Poppins?" Well, I think that would be the point that I stopped going to see Mary Poppins. If he replaced Dick Van Dyke's role, I can't see a moment where Jordan's in the West End following Dick.
I think Jordan's got the pep to be Bert, actually. Bert is a very peppy, charming little fellow, and that is exactly what Jordan
is.
Yes,
but he's from London, not Lancashire.
Yeah, it could be the Lancashire version. And actually, funny that you mention that.
Oh, it's a jolly holiday.
I would watch that. I would enjoy that. And probably if I was watching in Lancashire, I'd have a bit more leg room than I do in those theatres in London. Goodness gracious me. Anyway, I did a bit of investigating of my own, and I found a Broadway in Accrington, Lancashire. So I don't think you've got anything to worry about. I think that's what Jordan was talking about when he said he was going to be on Broadway. He was just going to go visit a town in his home county, Lancashire.
Okay, do not that's fear. Fine. They then did the Chambers of Horror trial. AJ and Shane were doing it, not Jordan. They won 11 stars. They had to sort of, they were buried underground. They had this box put on their head. They had all sorts of things chucked in. Pretty grim. Rats as well. I was completely fine watching them, as disgusting as they are. And they won venison for the camp, another everyday normal food that they have in Vernon and Tess's household. But actually, of all of the food that the campmates have been given, I think venison is actually probably the nicest. I would be completely fine with venison. Yummy, if you know what you're doing with it. Even if you don't know what you're doing with it, you can't really go wrong with it. So yeah, venison, good.
And for the next episode of MasterChef, this time tomorrow, come back and listen again. Goodness me, you're going off on some rants today, aren't you?
Once the venison was delivered, it was also announced that this would be the last meal that they all have as a 12, very much like the Last Supper. Jordan then said it was sort of kind of finding out this news. It was kind of like going out for a meal with your other half and then dumping them before the starters arrive, which is obviously very bad etiquette. If anyone is thinking of dumping anybody, obviously you can't go out for a meal at the moment anyway. But when you can go and do that, at least wait until you've paid the bill.
Yeah, you don't want to be there like listening to the podcast and yeah, just in the middle of getting dumped. That would be awful.
Shane, when they all then dwelled on the fact that they were all potentially about to, or, you know, one of them was going to leave, maybe even more, they didn't know. Shane said, "Oh, we met as strangers, but we leave as besties." Well, I don't think you actually slag off your besties and then pretend to be their friend the next day, Shane. If anything, you do a podcast with them and bitch to their faces.
Preach!
That's the way to do it. But actually, talking of this, actually, at this stage, Ben, I just want to take a moment to say how much I've enjoyed getting to know you. It has really changed my life.
William, we met 2 weeks ago. What are you doing?
Help me take off the mask. Oh, bunch of lovers. It all got very emotional. But, you know, whatever. They've been very close for such a long period of time. I can see why they got so emotional. And then Antoinette came in to reveal the public vote, who would be leaving. And dear old Paralympian Holly Arnold was the first to go. And it was actually emotional watching them all say goodbye to her.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it reminds you of how quickly it's gone. We were sitting here 2 weeks ago.
Mm.
And we were just, I think we were recording one of the first podcasts and just so excited about Jordan going in. And now, it obviously, this signifies almost the end. And goodness gracious, the nerves when Anton Deck announced that after the next ad break, one of the celebrities was going to leave. And obviously, we've gone through this podcast journey just falling in love with Jordan, as is so many people, but in that moment, I was like, God, if Jordan could go right now, that would be it.
I was very nervous watching that. And, you know, we cannot be complacent. So, Gene Divas, if you want Jordan to get further in this competition, do please vote for him. Remember, the I'm a Celebrity app is free to download. You get 5 free votes per day. Vote for Jordan because you vote for someone to stay in. All the information on our socials and on the I'm a Celebrity website and socials. Obviously, find an opportune moment. Find a quiet moment, you know, quiet 15 seconds where not a lot's going on. Like this, a Jordan's joke of the week.
My first wife agreed to a date after I gave her a bottle of tonic water. You could say I swept her off her feet.
No, that is quite funny. We'll be back after a few short messages.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is an introduction to the podcast that gets a flavour for your neighbour.
Peering over the fence when things have got tense.
With the most outrageous tales of your next door fails.
The time has come for you to listen to...
Score Next Door.
My name's Rich Williams.
And I'm Emma Jones.
Score Next Door is our brand new podcast.
And we think you're going to love it.
Hopefully a bit more than you love your neighbours.
There's a new episode every Wednesday, so search for us wherever you listen to your podcast to find out what all the fuss is about.
And if you do love your neighbours, you might as well listen to the people that hate theirs.
Yeah, why not?
Now, our guest today is someone who has the displeasure of handing over the Radio 1 airwaves to Jordan. It's none other than Weekend Breakfast host Matt Edmondson. Hello, Matt.
Hello there. How are you?
Yes, we're good, thank you. Now, how do you think Jordan is getting on in the castle so far?
Well, I think if he isn't King of the Castle, something's gone horribly wrong. I think he's doing incredibly well. It's been really quite weird, and I'm sure it's been the same for you, because I know Jordan, and... it's quite strange seeing him in a different environment, and yet he feels so comfortable with everybody. And I think that's kind of his big skill, although I don't think it's in any way planned in life. It's just that, you know, he's someone you want to hang out with when he's around. I've just found it amazing watching him. I feel like I've learnt lots about him, and I just think it's nice that the rest of the world is getting to see what we see all of the time.
Yes, absolutely. Now, when you obviously worked with him at Radio 1. Can you remember meeting him for the first time and how he came across?
Well, I know I can't remember meeting him for the first time, because the first time we actually met was when he wasn't working at Radio 1, but he was just a fan of the radio. Mm. And we met at a big weekend and we had our photo taken together. And then years later, I discovered that it was him all along in this photo. So that's the first time we met, and I'm sure he was lovely. I'll be honest, the first awareness I had of him as a person, I used to listen to Richard Bacon's podcast, and he used to be the T-boy at Five Live, and he came across really well. And I always thought, oh, they should just stick Jordan on the radio somewhere. And then they did. So when he came to Radio 1, I don't remember the exact time we met, but I remember just thinking, oh, he's a nice guy. And also, because I'd been there a little bit longer than him, having the feeling of... just wanting to like welcome him with open arms. Mm. I've worked at a few places before where when new people come in, people get a bit scared or it gets a bit kind of like territorial.
Yep.
And so I was very keen that Jordan didn't experience that. And I'm happy to say that Radio 1's quite a nice place now. There's none of that going on.
Well, that's good. That can only be a good thing. What's been your Jordan highlight from I'm a Celebrity so far?
I think watching him just... conquer some of those fears early doors. I mean, obviously, he gave us the highlight that is going to last forever with that first vomit. But I think actually that either the third or fourth trial, the one where he had to pull himself on the rope backwards, I really felt like, okay, this guy has gone through an absolute hell of a lot these last few days. And I feel like that was the moment that he kind of like stopped being the person who's just scared and started being the Jordan that we all know and love. And so I think, certainly in terms of iconic moments, the vomit's up there. No one's ever going to have a better intro into I'm a Celeb than that. But yeah, I think those moments, and just generally his ability to make friendships, particularly with Shane and with Bev, and actually with Vernon as well, I think he's like everyone's best mate.
Yes, yeah, exactly, and that's what we all love about him. What do you think of the beardless incarnation of Jordan now that he's shaved it off?
Freaking me out, William. Yeah. I don't know if I've ever seen Jordan, even without stubble, you know. I'm trying to think back, and I think the reason that I know I haven't is because I found it so weird to see him without a beard. I also didn't like the many stages in between the shaving. Ooh. But I've only ever known him with a beard, and I've often thought with beard wearers that there's maybe something to hide back then, you know? Mm. They're covering up something.
A double chin.
Yeah, there's none of that, but I don't like it. But maybe it's because I don't like change. I think I much prefer him when he's a bit more Yanis from Foles than how he is now.
Yes, everyone always says he looks like that. I mean, I don't know what Yanis from Foles looks like, but presumably like Jordan.
Exactly like Jordan, yeah. Almost, it's like could be related.
Who's the better looking of the two?
Yanis from Foles.
Right,
definitely.
Yeah, probably right. Now, with this podcast, Jordan obviously normally is my co-presenter on this podcast.
Yes.
You are a radio presenter. Have you ever struggled with a producer who's got above their station and tried to sort of elbow their way into the mic?
Oh, all the time. Yeah, yeah. And you have to deal with them very rapidly, very quickly, and very authoritatively.
Right. And can you give me some tactics as to how I could do that?
Well, are you in charge of the faders? Because you can fade them down. That's
faders? No, we've barely got microphones here. No.
Okay. Maybe unplug the microphone. That's normally quite useful. I would say just try... If an idea gets suggested, then say, yeah, that's good. But maybe we could do something else. I think always just, you know, give the compliment and then suggest something entirely alternative or complain to management. But I think you're about as high as it goes on this podcast, aren't you? So you might have to complain to yourself.
Yes, well, I often do. Now, on back to Radio 1, you at the moment are used to giving Jordan the airwaves once you have finished your show with Molly. Has that ever gone wrong?
Has it gone wrong? No, we did get into trouble recently because we were trying to... We have to do a thing called handing network over, which basically means that we're in control of the radio. Our studio's got control, and then we give control over to Jordan's studio so that he can then do his show. And Jordan and I had both agreed that we could do it earlier than the sort of prescribed time, that we could do it during the news rather than after the news. And we were both very gung-ho about it and quite excited that we'd figured out this workaround. But we were then told in no uncertain terms that that would not be happening, and it caused quite a lot of tension. But no, we've not had any massive problems handing over to him. Generally, it's quite slick. What has been weird is that in pandemic, we've not gotten to see him. So normally he'd pop in for a little chat beforehand, and we'd have a sort of off-air catch-up and, you know, see what each other have been up to. But obviously, because none of us have been in, or if we have, we've not been allowed in the same room, that's sort of gone away. So I'm missing a kind of, like, weekly catch-up with him.
Yes, yes. Well, we've all got lots to talk to him about when he's out. We heard a few nights ago, and I know this is Radio 1 Folklore, so I know you're aware of this, Jordan's story about young blood and Hall Z. Do you have a funny or similar story about Jordan that sticks? And we all seem to have. I mean, I've got about 412, but we've also got a go-to Jordan anecdote.
Yeah, I mean, I remember a big weekend with Jordan where he didn't want to. It was something about a car. He either didn't want to get in a car because he didn't want to pay for the car.
Yeah, sounds right.
And he was insistent that he was going to walk. But as I remember, his brother was there, and his brother has a disability, I think.
Yes, he's got one leg.
That's got one leg, yes. Yeah. And Jordan was very adamant that, like, they were going to walk it. And everyone was like, well, we're all going to get in a car. And he was like, no, we're going to walk to this pub, which is, you know, fine for him to make that decision. But I think his brother would have quite liked to come in the car. So I remember that quite strongly. And just generally... sort of hanging out with him at big weekends. Like, he's a good one to get on the coach with when we all have to go to and from site, because it is like back of the bus school trip. Jordan comes out. He does feel like one of the naughty kids at the back.
Yes, he is the sort of person to sing on coach trips. That's how I would describe Jordan.
Yes. Yes. Although nothing's going to beat that young blood Halsey moment. I remember hearing word of it happening and thinking, it can't be that bad. And then listening to it and going, oh no, it really was that bad. It's quite, it's a very easy thing to understand. And if I'm sure you've spoken about it before, but if you've just heard about it for the first time, it's Youngblood used to date Halsey. Jordan interviewing Youngblood was told beforehand, don't mention Halsey, references Youngblood as Halsey. Absolute nightmare.
But Mr. Blood, having watched it, he did sort of cope quite well. He was quite nice and sort of generous to Jordan. I think he found the funny side.
I think he did, and I think he understood that it was utterly mortifying for Jordan. But also, at that point, there wasn't much, I think, that could be done about it. The one thing he was meant to have not said was then said. And it's going to go down in radio history.
As we approach the final few days of the programme, what do you think Jordan needs to do or carry on doing to win?
I don't think you can calculate something like that. I think the beauty of a show like this is that you can very quickly work out who is playing a game and who is legit and who is being themselves. And I think that the fact that he's literally being, I don't think he can be anything else other than what he is. And I think there's something incredibly endearing and likable about the fact that he's really happy to make mistakes or ask questions or get things wrong. Like the shit-ache mushroom thing was fantastic. And I think a lot of people might have said that and then gone, oh God, I'm going to be an idiot. I think the fact that Jordan's like, I didn't know it, it's fine, I've learned, it's funny. That sort of lovability is what's going to push him to the end. Also, he's been through a hell of a lot. And so I really hope that the British public, having made him do all those trials, are going to reward him with, you know, some sort of crown at the end of this.
Matt, thank you so much indeed for joining us. Now, a few days ago, we had two absolute lads on the show, Woody and Kleiny. Continuing that theme, tomorrow I'll be joined by the biggest lad in show business, the former king of the jungle, Christopher Biggins. And at this point, I'd like to say, Ben, well done. We did a very good job there. Because Gene Divas will let you into a behind-the-scenes secret. We recorded that episode initially, and I had somehow not pressed record.
Wow.
So we did an entire episode, and now we've had to do it again.
Double trouble.
Anyway, we will be with you tomorrow with Christopher Biggins. Please use the hashtag GetBehindJordan to show your support on social media. Send it to @sextedmyboss on Twitter or Instagram. Vote for him, obviously. And remember, from now until Jordan's final day in the castle, whenever that is, we're relying on you to get behind Jordan and please vote. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then,
bye, guys.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.